DW.
Tyrol in early autumn. A ski lift takes hikers up to the high mountain pastures to enjoy the alpine nature. Yet the nature here is far from pristine. All around you see the pylons of other winter ski lifts and large swathes of concrete. Matthias Schickhofer, a conservationist, wildlife photographer and author of the book Schwarzbuch Alpen, or Black Book on the Alps, says that mass tourism has ruined parts of the mountain ecology.
Tourism in Austria is largely industrial tourism, which is heavily depending on infrastructure, cable cars and big hotels and big roads and big parking areas and so on. And this also means that this is not really sustainable because it has a strong local impact.
It's the private cars that cause Schickhofer the most concern. They impact the famous alpine air quality, of course, but also the physical landscape of the mountains.
If people go there with car, they create noise. They leave all sorts of fine dust, of other kind of emissions there. They need infrastructure, which means they need big roads and big parking areas. And especially if you go up to this summer glacier skiing areas, it's looking like a shopping center in the Arctic.
Visit many famous alpine ski resorts in summer and autumn and you'll see bulldozers reshaping parts of the mountain to improve the winter ski runs, while the meadows are often discoloured where the winter ski runs have snaked down the mountain. By the side of these winter runs, you'll see the snowmaking machines, ever more ubiquitous in this era of rising snow levels. But by guaranteeing snow, even in warm weather, the resorts are also sacrificing something perhaps more valuable.
You have all the problems with artificial snow, because artificial snow has to be stored in ponds, and from there it's then sprayed on the slopes. And there's heavy pollution, because it's river water used mainly to produce this artificial snow, and this is contaminated by bacteria. So in some areas in France, the clear streams coming down from the mountains are not drinkable anymore, and people have to be serviced with water from a tank. I think these are warning signs that this is the wrong direction.
What we're looking at here, warn conservationists, is a vicious circle. The resorts are threatened by climate change, so they're reacting by building new lifts higher up the mountain or clubbing together and building connecting lifts between resorts and then building more energy-gobbling snow machines, all things which, of course, increase emissions and degrade nature.
It's industrial landscape. It's not alpine landscape anymore. And I think it's time to start thinking about the plan B, which is not so much depending on snow, which is not so much depending on this sort of mass tourism, but more focusing on quality and on nature. And I think this is a general trend. And I think this will be the future of tourism in the Alps.
There are prototypes of how such a plan B could look, and I've come by train to look at one. From Salzburg station, I've changed to the small alpine town of Bischofshofen, about 45 kilometres down the valley. I'm here for free. I'm being picked up by a shuttle by the small resort of Werfenweng, which wants people to arrive without their cars, and when they get to the resort, to move around and enjoy themselves as carbon neutrally as possible. I'll get into this shuttle waiting for me here and go and meet the mayor, Peter Brandauer, who calls his concept SAMO.
SAMO means sanfte Mobilität, or gentle mobility. We try to encourage as many guests as possible to travel in an environmental friendly way. That starts with the arrival. They come in by train or by bus. And in the village itself, there are sustainable options, electric cars to hire or shuttle services. If you arrive by train or bus, or if, as a car driver, you hand in your keys at the tourist office, you get a SAMO card.
This card means you can enjoy carbon light activities for free, such as horse cart rides, llama walks, or in winter cross-country skiing. And for €10, you can borrow all sorts of fun ways to get around the village without a car. Abandoning your private vehicle should feel like a liberation, not a sacrifice. Susanne Verhulst, a Dutch woman who's been working at Werfenweng for the past 5 seasons, is standing behind a counter renting them out. Golf carts, segways, rollers. I ask her how important personally the environmental aspect is.
Yeah, it would be silly not
to be important? Of course it is. And it's nice to see the people that come from the cities. They come here. At the start of the week, they're still full with stress. And you see later on in the week, they calm down and they take over that laid-back attitude and enjoy just driving around with the electric vehicles.
This development has won over the local population, many of whom use the free shuttles themselves and benefit from the quiet environment. And there's an outside heated swimming pool you can see, as well as the snow machines on the mountains. The amount of guests arriving by public transport has risen from 6% when the project began in 1997 to 25% now, but that still means three quarters arrive in their private cars. Time is ticking. The problems are large scale, whilst the solutions are small scale. Matija Šikova says a few ecologically aware villages can't, of course, tackle an addiction to the private car. That needs a concerted political policy change.
The problem is that the mainstream of politics is still heading in the wrong direction. Yeah, they're still going for motorways, they're still going for big shopping centres. This is creating a situation where people are dependent on cars, and this is supporting the addiction of people.
Yet Matthias is still hopeful. He sees a bottom-up change coming that could help marry alpine conservation and a sustainable and flourishing tourism industry.
I think there is a growing trend, people also as a reaction on digitalization and urbanization, that people are looking for the analog experience, for nature experience and for contemplation more and more. And I think that's a big chance for the Alps. The Alps are cooler. They have beautiful landscape, and you can come down there. There are even places where you don't have net signal, and that's a big advantage.
Christian Cummins for DW Austria.
DW.